This is Akashvani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the transformative role played by women in the journey towards a developed India, underlining the government's focus on women-led development over the past 11 years. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi reaffirmed that in all sectors including science, education, sports, startups and armed forces, women are excelling and inspiring several people. In a social media post, the Prime Minister noted that the NDA government has redefined women-led development through a series of impactful initiatives. These include ensuring dignity through the Swachh Bharat Abhiyan, financial inclusion via Jan Dhan accounts and empowerment at the grassroots level. In Sikkim, 28 stranded persons have been evacuated from Shatin in Mangan district by special helicopter sortie today. Official sources said that the Sikkim government, in response to urgent requests from stranded locals, tourist taxi drivers and government officials at Shatin, has successfully evacuated 28 stranded individuals, including three minors. All evacuees have reached Pakyong Greenfield Airport safely. The Manipur government has ordered suspension of internet and mobile data services in the territorial jurisdiction of five valley districts for 5 days. The decision has been taken in view of the prevailing law and order situation following the protest after the arrest of a Methi outfit leader. The districts include Imphal West, Imphal East, Thobal, Bishnupur and Kakching. Our correspondent has the details.
After the widespread protests in valley districts last night, additional security arrangements have been made as the prohibition under Section 163 of BNFS has been enforced in five districts of Manipur. Streets and markets remain deserted today and all government and private institutions remain closed. Meanwhile, a team of MLAs call on the governor of Manipur today and discuss about the present situation. Rishi Thaksom, Akashvani News, Imphal.
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested a member of Arambai Tengol at Imphal Airport today. He was involved in various criminal activities related to Manipur violence in 2023. CBI is investigating Manipur violence cases as per the direction of the Supreme Court. The CBI said in a statement that the trial of the Manipur violence cases has been shifted from Manipur to Guwahati in view of the law and order situation in Manipur. The arrested member of Arambai Tengol has been brought from Imphal to Guwahati. He will be produced before the competent court for police remand. External Affairs Minister Dr. Resh Jaishankar is on a 7-day official visit to France, European Union and Belgium from today. During his France visit, the External Affairs Minister will hold bilateral discussions with his counterpart, Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs of France, Jean-Noël Barrot. He will also engage with the senior leadership of France and interact with think tanks and media. Dr. Jaishankar would also participate in the inaugural Mediterranean Rayasina dialogue. Three Congress legislators, G. Vivek Venkata Swami, A. Lakshman Kumar and V. Srihari, has been sworn in as ministers in the Telangana State Cabinet this afternoon. Telangana State Governor Jishnu Dev Verma administered the oath of office and secrecy at a ceremonial event held at the Darbar Hall in Raj Bhavan in Hyderabad. This is the first expansion of about 13-month-old Revanth Reddy's cabinet in Telangana. With this induction of three ministers, the number of ministers in the cabinet has gone up to 15. Akashvani celebrates its 90 years today. This day, on June 8, 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service was renamed All India Radio. This red letter day marks a special moment in the cultural information and broadcasting history of the country, where a voice was born that would echo through generations. In the French Open Tennis 2025, second-seed Italian pair of Sara Errani and Jasmine Paolini won the women's doubles crown. The pair defeated Kazakhstan's Anna Danilina paired with Serbia's Aleksandra Krunic 6-4-2, 6-6-1 for the title in the final today. In the men's singles, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz will face world number one Yannick Sinner for the crown later today. Foreign portfolio investors turned net sellers with a withdrawal of 8,749 crore rupees from the Indian equity markets in the first week of this month, triggered by renewed US-China trade tensions and rising U.S. bond yields. And with that, we end this news bulletin.